We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. Please stay with us.
What will we say in front of it?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program The Teacher with me, Atta, the host of this program, a program about the main Islamic concepts and teachings. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Mahdi and Shaykh Rouhani. Sayyid Mahdi, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullah.
And Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum to you.
Assalamu rahmatullah.
Alright, for today's episode of the program, The Teacher, we want to talk about the concept of at-tafakhur. It can be roughly translated into English as a kind of arrogance or being boastful or something like that. Shaykh Rouhani, does it sound with you, brother? Can you define tafakhur for us? What does he mean by tafakhur?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We can say feelings of inferiority and ignorance can be the main causes of arrogance. Because when you feel a sort of inferiority or arrogance, then the fact is that it will lead to a kind of tafakhur or arrogance, to showing off one's, for example, favors to the others. Tafakhur is actually exactly like something like show off, because humility and feeling of weakness or poverty in terms of positive kind of qualities, it causes the person to show off wrongfully the positive things, while in reality there is no such a things. That is why it is not good in Islam, not only in Islam, in all, let's say, moral schools or ethical schools. And
in order not to be boastful with what you have,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
It could be any type of thing, Shaykh, isn't it? It could be your knowledge, it could be a property, wealth, your beauty, something.
Everything could be included. Yeah. Sometimes the people may show different things as a show off to the other people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a man is not a man of knowledge, but just he pretend or what we can say show
that. Yeah, shows off that he
shows off that he is a man of knowledge.
A pretentious action.
Yeah,
that's
these
what.
Are the things that we can consider as a kind of arrogance or tafakhur in Islam.
That's right. Okay. So why do you think tafakhur, Sayyid Mahdi, is negative? I mean, what negative effects does it have in our life? Especially on the lives of others, because when you are doing tafakhur, you are one. But its effects are going to be seen in the people around you, isn't it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Right. I mean, so tafakhur, as you know, as we said, tafakhur, or this boasting, this showing off, and again we said that it is linked with arrogance, and as Sheikh said that the roots, usually predominantly the roots of this boasting, is from inferiority complex that an individual has, and so in order to make up for that inferiority that they have, they end up boasting about things that, as he said, you know, most probably the individual doesn't have. So that itself is a very negative effect of this boasting, right?
Yes.
It has this, this stench of arrogance, because the individual who is arrogant, they think that they are better than others. The individual considers themselves to be superior to other people. And so here the individual who engages in boasting of themselves, or sometimes even boasting about others, this individual is also considering themselves to be better than other people.
Yes.
And so when that happens, and again, the result of that is that you put other people down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have this and I have that. That means indirectly that you don't have this and you don't have that.
All right.
So it's a very toxic environment that is created. the individual who
especially
does
on the social media, Sayed.
Well, on the social media,
you know, the
media,
people are really happy with boasting and showing off what they have.
Right. Unfortunately, it has been turned into this kind of a satanic culture.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, that people compete with each other to boast about what they have. But when you remove the superficial veils and you look at the, you know, the depth and underneath the layers, you will see how ugly it is that people compete with each other on things that they have that other people don't have, uh-huh. as compared to, you know, helping one another or being humble with one another.
That's all right. Are there any type of positive tafakhur, Sheikh? I mean, we know that tafakhur comes from the root word fakhr, okay?
Yes.
So are there any kind of, positive pride or being proud in a positive way, Sheikh?
From the Quranic perspective, there are some verses in the Quran or there are some ahadiths in which it is said that pride on the Day of Judgment, such as in poverty, and God's boasting about certain righteous deeds of humans are considered praiseworthy forms of pride. So, yeah, this sort of pride can be considered as something praiseworthy, as something, let's say, positive, not negative. So that is why it depends that what kind of pride you have, on what kind of things you are very much, what we can say, proud of it, yeah?
Yes.
Sometimes, for example, when you are proud of your iman, your faith, your fully kind of faith to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so this is a kind of positive pride that you should have.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes, for example, but the point is that what makes it negative is this, that to show it off and to belittle others and to kind of humiliate others, these are the negative things.
That's right.
Otherwise, being proud of your good deeds, being proud of your good iman, being proud of satisfying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your good deeds, these are not something negative that we cannot consider them as negative kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
That is why, and also in the Quran, it is said that you should not be mukhtal or deluded, yeah?
Mukhtal is deluded.
So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلُّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. So, this is the old, for example, لَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا.
Yes.
These are the ayat that says that you should not belittle others. You should not humiliate others.
Yeah, yeah. Even that through your knowledge. For example, a professor at the university or a tutor in a hausa must not belittle his students through the knowledge. You do not know I know this or something like that.
That's not recommended. But when sometimes, for example, you are able to analyze something, to explain something, to teach something, and you're really a man of knowledge, if you just present a very good presentation, without showing off, without belittling others, humiliating others, there's no problem with that.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
For instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the creation of Adam, isn't it? You know, he was really proud of creating Adam as the Khalifatullah, the vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. That's why the Satan did not worship, we can say, or stop worshiping human beings, or did not respect the human beings. And that's right. He was secluded from worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that time onward. I mean, so there are some types of, we can say, positive ones. Let's get back to the social media, Sayed Mahdi. Okay. Nowadays, there are lots of people who are showing off their lifestyle on the social media. We can say, we have this, we have that. But on the back of stage, the reality and the truth is something else. Do you have any analysis on this?
So, right, you know, I think that all of the viewers should be very careful whenever they go towards social media, whenever they go even towards mass media, you know. We have to realize that social media, mass media, is something that on one hand is there to make money for the people that own the mass media and the social media. And on the other hand, it's a very convenient way to be able to manipulate public opinion, to change the culture of a certain people, or even change the culture of the whole world. And again, you change the culture in order to make a profit in one way or the other.
That's right.
And you'll see that, you know, the major social media firms and the companies and the major mass media companies, they're among the, you know, top earners in the world. So that really makes you think twice why they are promoting these kind of things. And when you look behind the scenes, of course, as we said, that the definition of tafakhur and of this boasting and this pride and this arrogance, innately that individual does not have those things. They have this inferiority aspect. They don't have certain things, and they try to boast about the things that they do have.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is what you're saying, pretty much, right? Is
yes.
That on the face, they look like they have everything. But when you look at the private lives of many of these individuals, they're
That's
depressed.
Right.
They're suicidal.
Yes.
They are addicted to alcohol, drugs, and these
right.
kind of things. So
mm-hmm.
Be very careful of social media and what it tries to portray.
There was a footage of a video of a couple who were producing some content for the social media with a happy face and laughing and a smile on the faces. And when the footage was done, backstage they were fighting, okay?
Mm.
Right after the production was done, they were getting back to the real track of life. They
yeah.
were fighting. So just when
yeah.
the cam is on, they are laughing for the people. And the cam is off, they are fighting with each other, okay? So this is the reality of some of the pages, unfortunately, we could see. Some people are really showing off with their luxurious lifestyle. So on the first look, it is really luxurious, but backstage, that's a mess.
yeah.
Untidy, unclean mess out of that. Okay, so all in all, we are recommended in Islam not to show off, not to be boastful, not to walk boastfully on earth.
Mm.
This has been as a trait, Shaykh, of the Pharaoh and the Nimrud on the Taghut, you know, in the Holy Quran, the people who used to walk boastfully on earth, and for sure there would be a harsh chastisement waiting for them. This is the words of the Quran, isn't it, Shaykh?
Yeah, of course.
Especially in today's world, we could see, for example, in the political scene, there are some people who show off. They want to say that we are the master of the world, this and that, okay? All in all, as we said, tafakhur is not at all recommended in Islam, and we must take care, especially even to a very minimum level. I mean, sometimes tafakhur is not showing off. Sometimes it is, for example, eating an ice cream in front of an orphan or we can say a needy person who does not have money to buy an ice cream, okay? This also, to this extent, we must be careful about our surrounding, inshallah. Thank you much, Sheikh Rouhani. And Sayyid Mahdi for a nice elaboration regarding tafakhur. Helping out the poor, helping out the parents, helping the orphans and the needy are some of the ways. And taking care of our surroundings are also another way of being away from tafakhur. Thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program The Teacher. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
A teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from al-mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of him? Ya Mu'allim, peace be upon you, truly you are our teacher. المعلم. Teacher of all